Hi, good morning. This is Mrs. K, and I'm going to give a book talk on one of our favorite stories that we've read this year in our classroom. Have you ever wanted to go on a real-life adventure, or do you prefer the adventures that you read about? In the story Brave Enough for Two by Jonathan Voss, two best friends, Hoot and Olive, go on an epic adventure together. Olive is worried that she's not brave enough for these adventures, but she soon learns that with her best friend Hoot by her side, she's brave enough for two, for both of them. If you like stories about friendship, you're going to love this book.
Have you ever felt left out because you couldn't do what the others could do? This book is called Thank You, Mr. Falker by Patricia Palacco. In this book, you will see if Patricia can read or if she didn't learn. In this story, you will find out. I like when she said, knowledge is like a bee and you have to chase it through the pages of a book. If you like reading, you'll love this book.
Have you ever went to a farm? In the book, Farm Animals, You Will Go. It was made by Wade Clapper. You will learn about animals. If you love pigs, then you will love this book.
20.
Hi, this is Allie. Have you ever wanted a pet, but your parents keep saying maybe someday? That's what Franklin wants. Franklin wants a pet. The author of this book is Paulette Borges, and it is illustrated by Brenda Clark. Something I love about this book is that it has great illustrations and there is animals involved. So if you love animals, you'll really love this book.
Hi, my name is Olivia. Last night I made a bullseye and heard what said it. Just then I heard a knock at the door. It was Mother. When Joni B. Jones and the Yucky Bucket for a Pig by Barbara Perk, illustrated by Denise Burkus. Joni B. wins the cakewalk, and she gets the cake she thinks she wants. But soon she discovers something. Is it the cake she thinks she wants? I love that Joni B. Jones is a very funny kindergartner. If you like funny kindergartners, you will love this book.
My name is Emily. So do you like kindness? In case if you like kindness, then you will love The Secret of Saying Thanks by Douglas Wood. So a little girl says, perhaps you'd like to know a secret, one of the happiest ones of all. And she says, and those stars themselves from far, far away. And I love when she says, maybe you'll first find the secret in your own home, sitting around the table with people you love. So if you like kindness, then you will love this book.
Hi, I'm Avery, and I'm doing a book talk about pet heroes. Have you ever had a pet save your life? Well, in the story Pet Heroes by Nicole Korsch, a pot-bellied pig saves her owner's life. And I love how Buddy, a German Shepherd, has dialed 911 a total of 3 times. It's amazing. If you like heroes, then you'll love this book.
Listen to it.
Peekaboo, I see you, I said. Then I laughed and laughed. Only too bad for me, 'cause after a while I couldn't even stop. This book's title is Joni B. Jones Loves Handsome Words by Barbara Park. The main character's name in this book is Joni B. Jones. The B stands for Beatrix, except she doesn't like Beatrice. In this story, Joni B. Jones is trying to catch a boy that's very nice because she thinks he's evil. What I love about this book is that everyone loves Handsome Warren, and if you like being fancy and dressing up, then you'll love this book.
Do you prefer staying home or going out every day? I'm reading Scaredy Squirrel by Melanie Watts. If you like staying home, that's like Scaredy Squirrel. One day, Scaredy Squirrel sees a killer bee, and before even noticing, knocking his emergency, he gets out of the tree. If you love books about silly squirrels, then you'll love this book.
Hi, I'm Ella.
Have you ever dreamed of being a flower girl? Well, in Junie B. Jones is Almost a Flower Girl by Barbara Park, illustrated by Denise Broncos, Junie B. thinks she's the flower girl at her Aunt Flo's wedding. Well, something happens when she tells Aunt Flo. Did Aunt Flo already have plans for a flower girl? Who knows? Junie B. Jones is a very funny kindergartner and very silly. She's definitely sneaky. Junie B. does not listen. If you like funny kindergartners, you'll love this book.
My name is Mike. I will tell you about this book that I like, Captain Underpants by Dave Pickley, a superhero hero that has underwear. At first, he thinks that he can fly, but he can't fly. George and Harold hypnotized a mean old principal. That is how they got Captain Underpants. If you like Captain Underpants, you will love this book.
So fine.
Hi, my name is Luke, and I'm going to tell you about this book that I like. Have you ever thought that a Wolverine could fight a Tasmanian devil? Well, in this book by Jerry Palotta, it shows you facts and pictures to make your prediction, and one of the facts are, did you know that a lockbox trap does not hurt a Wolverine? Well, if you like Wolverine and Tasmanian devils, then you'll love this book.
Like learn about stuff that has happened in the past? Well, in this book, Dark Day in the Deep Sea by Mary Pope Osborne, Magic Treehouse, you will learn about some creatures in the ocean. Also, Jack and Annie find a narwhal horn. It's magical. My favorite part. There is other Magic Treehouse books too, and they are good ones. If you like to learn, you'll love this book.
Did you ever think a rooster would go to his uncle's wedding? Well, a rooster doesn't. The rooster who went to his uncle's wedding by Alma Flor Ida. In this story, a rooster goes to his uncle's wedding. While he is walking there, he suddenly sees some food in bud. He is so hungry that he eats it. Now he has bud all over his beak, and he starts asking so many animals to help clean his beak. What I love about this book is that it is funny. If you love animals, you love this book.
Have you ever wanted to be a beauty shop guy? Well, in this book, Junie B. Jones is a Beauty Shop Guy by Barbara Park, you will find a lot of silly things. Like, first it starts with her friend Maxine. She was cutting her dad's hair, and then Junie B. Jones wanted to cut hair. And then she went straight home, and she cut her stuffed animal's hair, and then her dog's hair, and then last but not least, her hair. But what I love about this book is Junie B. Jones kept on trying. And if you love silly books like this one, you will love this book.
Hi, my name is McKenna. Have you ever thought you would go to Hawaii? Why, this is Junie B. Jones, first grader. Aloha, ha, ha, by Barbara Clark. Junie B. Jones is so excited to go to Hawaii that she cannot wait for show and tell. What I love about this book is when Junie B. says, "Hello, what?" If you made a connection and you love funny stories like this book, you will love this book. The end.
Hi, I'm Ashton. Do you like the military? Warm me military vehicles. In this book, you'll hear about awesome military vehicles. If you like the military, well, that's good. So there's awesome military vehicles in this. Like one with two like a helicopter with two rappel bars, or a plane or a helicopter that's both, or the awesome one that has no driver. If you like the military, you'll love this book.
Do you like learning about stars? Stars by Justin Martin. You'll learn all about stars. One of the smallest stars can be bigger than Earth. One of the hottest stars are blue. A big group of stars is called a galaxy. Did you know that the sun is a star? If you like stars, you are going to love this book.
Do You Like Insects, Hornet vs. Wasp by Jerry Pilato. Do you like bees? There is multiple types of bees, but this book is all about the wasp and the hornet. Bees are all different kinds of colors. Sometimes they make jewelry out of their shapes. If you like bees, you will love this book.
My name is McKenna, and I am reading A Bad Case of Stripes by David Chatton. Have you ever thought you would be covered in stripes? In this book, Kalila Creams loved lima beans, but no one else liked them, so she did not eat them to fit in. So she never ate them. What I love about this book is when the old lady tried to help her cure her sickness. First, she got stripes all over her. Then she got an animal's tail, and she got covered in bugs and trees, and she turned into her walls. Her face and her body was her walls. Her eyes was her windows. Her mouth and her mouth was her bed. But what I love is that all of them tried to cure. The end.
What if you had animal ears? By Sandra Markle. What if you woke up and the ears you had were not yours? Did you know that a meerkat's ears have muscles to seal the opening shut on their ears? A koala's ears are covered with hair, fuzzy and oily hair. Did you know a Tasmanian devil's ears can hear even the quietest whispers? And you will know if they are happy or not because their ears will blush pink, will blush red. It is not good if a Tasmanian devil is mad because he could do something to you. What I love about this book is that there is a lot of cool animals. If you love animals, you will love this book.